The Vatican Secret by Peter Hogenkamp, read by Nick Landrum for Saga Egmont. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine. Chapter 1. Pope John Paul III towered over the small wooden podium in the center of the square outside the memorial house of Mother Teresa in Skopje, one large brown eye fixed on the television crews that would transmit the event to every corner of the earth, the other watching the small crowd gathered in front of him. Next to him, dressed all in white just as he was, stood the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Alexei III, the 270th successor of Andrew the Apostle. The crowd, mostly Macedonians, with a smattering of journalists thrown in for good measure, looked back at him in anticipation and curiosity. The event had been cobbled together in a hurry, with very little advance notice. He hated the melodrama that this lack of directness had created, but Oberst Jakes, the commander of the Swiss Guard, which had been protecting popes for over 500 years, had insisted upon it. Less than 2 months since the failed assassination attempt in St. Peter's Square, Commandant Jakes was taking no chances. In addition to their ceremonial halberds, which pointed sharply toward the overcast Macedonian sky, the guardsmen were all carrying automatic weapons in plain view. "Brothers and sisters," they spoke in unison, the Pope in Italian and the Patriarch, the first among equals among the heads of the Orthodox churches, in Russian. Behind them, a screen had been erected, displaying their words in three languages, Macedonian, English, and Greek. "Christ is not divided, and yet, since 1054, our two great churches have remained apart, a separation that was the work of men, not God. Today, on this sacred ground, commemorating one of the greatest Christians of all eternity, we gather to announce the formation of a series of ecumenical councils that will lead to the reunification of the Roman Catholic and the Eastern Orthodox churches." They paused. The Pope used the time to gauge the reaction of the crowd. The Macedonians were staring at the screen behind him, reading the words as they were typed, disbelief dawning on their faces. The Swiss Guard stood, as always, tall and proud, their faces calm but alert. The journalists and media, however, were anything but calm. Hands jumped into the air, even though the question-and-answer session was yet to begin. Necks craned, heads swiveled, and jaws dropped. Thumbs tapped away on phones, shooting texts and emails to TV networks and newspapers around the globe. As they had agreed earlier in a meeting inside the memorial house, Patriarch Alexei III started speaking again, delineating the nuts and bolts of the process that would lead to the end of the break in communion between the two churches after nearly a millennium. Patriarch Alexei III continued, but the Pope wasn't listening. Having co-written the text, he knew every word by heart. Instead, he focused on being in the moment, breathing in the slightly damp air that smelled of diesel smoke and the garbage that had been piling up due to a recent strike, feeling the caress of the light breeze on his face, and watching the excitement bubble up as if from the very earth itself, imbuing the faces of the people in the crowd with its energy. It had begun, here, now, in this moment, and he wanted to stay in it forever. The devil would be in the detail. Both the devil and the detail would follow in droves in short order, but he shunted the negativity away.